Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Lovely day here. Hope you're having a good one. Decent one, at least. At worst, I guess. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. And tweet us during the show on the shit machine at Crab Diving, or anytime you can tweet us. And thanks for joining us this lovely hump day. We got lots to talk about, and we should get to the headlines. Joining us on the show?
Yeah, I was just putting up one final promo, and I tell you, I say this all the time, so I'm sorry, but I am just not satisfied with the explanation of why they ended up at that lawn care fucking place. It does not make any fucking sense. Oh. Like, nobody said, you know,
Wait, was there an explanation?
I don't know. I really don't think so. It's just no one has explained it to us. I want to understand.
Well, I thought there was an NBC documentary kind of about. They did an hour on that.
Oh, what did they find?
Well, I didn't see it.
Did they find out anything, or did they just do a documentary where they didn't answer the fucking question?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
It's, you know, the thing is, because I'm trying to figure it out. I'm starting from step one. Hi, I'm planning an event. Okay. I'm calling the Four Seasons. I fuck up and I call the lawn care facility to see if they have availability. And they say, hi, welcome to Four Seasons Lawn Care. And then I say, oh, great. We want to reserve a large meeting hall for a political rally. And they say, we sell lawnmowers or do whatever. Well, how do they get there? I can't figure out what happened.
The internet exploded with mockery. The New York Times reported that the mistake was not in the booking, but in a garbled game of telephone. The president was apparently told the conference would be at the business, but misunderstood the name of the venue, thinking it would be held at the upscale hotel. So, like, they intended to get that place, I guess.
Someone had the intent on picking that lawn care facility. That's what you're saying.
Okay.
Yes. That helps us then. Then there's only one more question I need answered. Why did they pick it? What the fuck? Why would you pick that place? There's a crematorium there and a jerk booth in a lawn care facility. I just don't know.
Just before noon Saturday, reporters gathered at an industrial park in North Philadelphia.
Yeah. I know. Everybody is. I feel like Mike Lindell. If there's a reporter out there that can say why they did that, we will let you sit in on the show. We'll let you sit in on the show, but you have to bring food. I don't know. I haven't been fucking saying.
I guess there's some stuff to read about it, but I don't want to get to the headlines.
Yeah, I know. I'm using that as a meme for a promo, and I'm sorry. It just bothers me that no one knows. It's insane.
Well, I think they do know. I just
not even
think,
Maddow. Does Maddow know?
I just don't think it was put out there.
I wish I could. That's one question I want to ask Rachel Maddow. Why did they do this? And what? And she will tell me an answer.
Commie pinko liberal puffpo.
Wee wee.
Oh, it just changed. It really just changed because I saw a different headline a couple moments ago.
Yeah.
Disgrace. Montana GOP bans trans lawmaker from the House floor.
What? What? A person who is trans is banned from the floor because they're trans?
Because I think she goes by she, maybe?
Yeah.
She spoke out against a horrible trans bill. Of course, they're trying to pass in Montana.
Well, you know, the Nazis don't like that. They don't like the whole trans thing. They've never liked
Montana lawmakers voted to censure Democratic State Rep Zoe Zephyr after she spoke out against proposed legislation that would ban gender-affirming care for transgender minors. Zephyr, who is the state's first transgender lawmaker, will be barred from the floor for the remainder of the legislative session.
Jesus Christ. Look, these Nazis are doing that. They did that with the legislators in Tennessee because they spoke out against guns.
Oh, they got butthurt because last week she said during a hearing, if you vote yes on this bill and yes on these amendments, I hope the next time there's an invocation, when you bow your heads in prayer, you see blood on your hands. That's it.
I don't have a problem with that. And actually, that's accurate. You do have blood on your hands because when you do these anti-trans things, whatever the fucking stupid bill is about, but what you're really doing is putting a target on the back of particularly like trans kids. It's really fucked up and predatory and evil.
And I don't think what she said was that bad.
No, it's accurate, but it makes sense. They do have blood on their hands for making these people a target of
right.
legislation. It makes people feel okay to say and do bad things because these fucking Republicans are idiots.
So that's it. That's what we have now. That's the story over at the HuffPo.
I put up the other headline. What? I just wrote a thing. What was it?
Oh, it'll be out. It'll be here. Over at the Drudge Report, though.
Nine!
Apparently, they think it's a big deal that Peter Thiel is sitting out 2024 with his big wallet.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you. Right? Because he would give to someone shitty.
He has in the past. Tech billionaire, Republican mega donor Peter Thiel, an early backer of Trump, who later broke with him, has told associates he's not planning to donate to any political candidates in 2024. He's unhappy with the Republican Party's focus on hot-button U.S. cultural issues. Citing abortion, a friend of his, citing abortion and restrictions on which bathrooms transgender students can use in schools as two examples.
Hey, Peter, why don't you just find a mega yacht and just continue to fuck off and not participate in, you know.
He believes Republicans are making a mistake in focusing on cultural flashpoints and should be more concerned with spurring U.S. innovation, a major issue for him.
Oh, wait.
And competing with China.
You're saying he's on the right side of all those issues.
On those issues, yeah.
On trans stuff. Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
He's gay, you know, so there might be some empathy there.
What kind of fucking Republican is this? Hold on. I take back what I...
He is the asshole that killed Gawker.
Wasn't
it Gawker when...
was Hulk Hogan.
When Hulk Hogan, yeah. Hulk Hogan. He financed Hulk Hogan's... gazillion-dollar lawyers to go after Gawker for... Didn't they post his sex tape?
Yes.
Was that it? With Bubba the Love Sponge's wife? If you want a deep cut. Wasn't that who it was?
Right. So wait a second. Peter Thiel is actually good, but he's a Republican who's choosing not to do anything good with his money but sit out, right? Do I misunderstand? Because I thought he was a cunt, but...
He is a cunt. And on decidedly the wrong side of any economic issue.
How can you do that, though? Doesn't he see the economic impact of denying people their health care? There will be an economic impact to abortion, and it will be negative. I thought I saw... Well, didn't Elizabeth Warren talk about that? Didn't he hear what Elizabeth Warren said about abortion, like denying...
Well, I think he might be pro-choice.
Right. How is he a Republican then? What is
because what? he's rich. But, and he wants to keep all of his money.
I see.
And the Republicans used to be about small government and no regulations. And now they're all about trans kids.
Well, Peter, why don't you fight the Republicans? They're coming after your gay friends and your trans friends. Doesn't that bother you? You're just going to sit it out with that money? Come on. Give somebody. Do you think he could, since he's not doing anything, that greedy fuck with his money, do you think he could fund whoever is running against Matt Gaetz next time? Because that's the only way we're going to get anybody to give a shit about this. God.
When Thiel spoke at the 2016 Republican National Convention, he had more hope that the party would concentrate on economic issues.
wait, but they don't, though. The only economic issue they focus on is giving tax breaks to rich cunts.
Right, which is why he's Republican.
Yeah.
He said on stage at the RNC, "I'm proud to be gay, but most of all, I'm proud to be an American. I don't pretend to agree with every plank in our party's platform, but fake culture wars only distract us from our economic decline, and nobody in this race is being honest about it except Donald Trump."
Wait a second. I don't understand. He's being honest about it, meaning Trump is participating in it. That's not being honest about it, right?
I guess he liked the fact that Trump said it's all China, it's all this, it's all that, and the abortion issues were kind of side issues. Like, he didn't want to talk about it
right
when Chris Matthews got him to say that somebody would have to go to jail. Yes, there has to be some punishment. He didn't want to talk about that.
Right.
Anyway, he didn't want to talk about those issues because he doesn't. How many Happy Meals did he buy for the after the abortion?
Oh, many
that he funded.
Maybe he didn't even do that. Herschel Walker didn't fund any. He somehow people got checks from him made out to them.
That it was consulting fees.
It's like said probably abortion in the memo section.
I was consulting on how to kill the baby inside. So there you go. The source that knows Thiel personally said he had cautioned that he could still support candidates who have worked for him, as he did in 2022, when the bulk of his $35 million in donations went to two former colleagues, J.D. Vance.
God!
And Blake Masters. God, too awful. Horrible people. And those assholes ran on
a bunch of negative
social
shit,
issues. Like, yeah.
So wait.
Hypocrite twat.
That shit I said about Peter Thiel at the beginning, I retracted it at first because I thought it was out of order, but
I
would like to take
stain.
Put that back in, please. I re-enter that into the record of the podcast. Fuck this guy.
He is still a plunker.
You're a plunker. What's that mean?
Plunker? Asshole idiot.
Okay.
To our friends across the pond, I think.
Don't be a plunker.
Foolish, inept, or contemptible person.
Ooh, that's the worst. Contemptible. God.
That's the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Yay! Good job.
Peter Thiel.
Good job, Peter. Sit out this one. Don't give your money to... Thank you. Please try not to give your money to J.D. Vance anymore. Right? Please?
Yeah, the fucker won. It's so depressing.
J.D. Vance won. Because of this guy.
The headline, moments before on the HuffPo, the mouse is putting on boxing gloves.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember I'm trying to remember the last time Mickey Mouse had to sue a governor. I don't remember.
I think he's a cunt.
Mickey or Lindsay?
Walt Disney Company on Wednesday sued Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, accusing the Republican in court documents of launching a targeted campaign of government retaliation against the entertainment giant. Yeah, of course it is.
Right.
Of course it is. He. I think he basically told us it was.
You know, so far throughout this whole thing, it seems like Disney is outsmarting our governor.
The lawsuit alleges DeSantis, in response to Disney's criticism of Florida's Don't Say Gay law, engaged in a retaliatory effort, it says, threatens Disney's business operations, jeopardizes its economic future in the region, and violates its constitutional rights.
Shit, man. You pissed off Mickey Mouse, you dumb fuck. Holy fuck.
They first noted Disney's immeasurable impact on Florida and its economy. The complaint then accuses DeSantis of stifling constitutionally protected free speech,
right,
and undertaking subsequent actions that are patently retaliatory, patently anti-business, and patently unconstitutional. You know,
oh,
who agrees?
Shit. Who?
Trump.
Oh, right. Of course. Well, you know, he doesn't like DeSantis.
Well,
who,
right.
Who's representing Disney in this? Who is it?
A giant, real good, rich lawyer.
Yeah. Are they going with...
I wonder if DeSantis, like, are they suing? They've got to sue him in his not personally, right? I mean, it's got to be his gubernatorial capacity.
I think Goofy is paralegaling for this. I think
that's Trump's team.
Would it be funny?
That's Trump's team.
You would be so funny. Oh yeah.
Gorsh.
I can't spell Gorsh. I've never filed any of this shit. I've never done this shit.
Gorsh, what's going on here?
The only thing I know how to do is get cocaine from my horrible boss. To say, wouldn't it be funny when they come in?
I think the boss needs his diaper changed again.
Pluto, quit eating Trump's diaper. Bad dog. Donald, Donald Duck's tracking shit all over the place.
so there you go.
Phenomenon.
And DeSantis, even like last week when we found out that part two of the genius behind the scenes machinations.
Yes.
Of the previous board that DeSantis fired and installed
right.
With his teat suckers, they had already signed like some really long,
yes.
some kind of contract that basically gelded the board
right.
For a number of years.
Because
essentially saying, fuck you.
Disney has good lawyers. They don't use Zoom Law or some shit, some online service. They have very good fucking lawyers, I would imagine. DeSantis. I mean, what is it about these conservatives? It's like, maybe I'm just reading too much into this, but it's as if they get outsmarted by their opponents because they aren't as smart.
Right.
Or something. Because that's what Disney did. They outsmarted them.
Here's what happened. February, DeSantis responded to Disney's public opposition to the law by seizing control of Walt Disney World's self-governing district and appointing 5 hand-picked supervisors to the governing board.
Super.
But Disney impeded the effort by stripping the board of its powers just before the new members took over. In a hilarious twist, the terms of the new agreement last, quote, until 21 years after the death of the last survivor of the descendants of King Charles III, King of England.
But that was in there, right?
Yeah.
Someone literally. Anybody could have read that because that was public record.
It was.
Anybody could have read.
They had a meeting and they posted a public notice and everything.
If I'm DeSantis, I would take my lawyers outside and I would yell at them and I would be mean. I would say, why didn't you read that? Anybody. Why didn't they see that?
So DeSantis has responded by trying to get legislation passed imposing state oversight on Disney rides, which is, by the way, a largely meaningless effort because Disney's safety standards exceed Florida's
yes!
safety
you!
Standards.
Please, Ron, stop it. I don't want to die on It's a Small World because you're in charge of it, you stupid shitbag.
Of course their safety standards are higher than Florida's.
When was the last time? When was the last? Here's one thing. Okay. When was the last time somebody
we'll probably make
off?
Them lower their standards.
Of course.
You well, gotta match Florida's. You can't be better.
No, this isn't a total Disney blowjob fest because I have an issue. But this, but with their rides, when was the last time somebody flew off Space Mountain? You know what I mean?
I
or died
that,
in, the,
yeah.
in the teacups.
I mean,
but
that kid got eaten by a
that's the point
a
I was going to make. Maybe somebody should look into that shit.
Well, they did.
But that's the state, right? Because that's wildlife. That's the state. The state's supposed to handle that. They fucked up there, too.
DeSantis is also encouraging the board to assert its power over Disney. How? We don't know. He also suggested he could use his power to build a state prison on the land formerly controlled by the company.
How are the voters going to like that, though? How is anyone going to like that? Now, despite Disney, you're just putting a random fucking prison up by.
Well, and how can this be couched as anything but retaliation?
Well, we had to put the prison. You have to make the case that
he said on TV. Well, you know, hey, that's some really nice land that's next to them. Be a terrible thing. We can put some really great stuff there. I don't know. Maybe a state prison.
Is DeSantis like Trump in the way that like he says what people will use? He'll just say the quiet part out loud on TV.
I think he's not bright.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
the lawsuit reads, Disney finds itself in this regrettable position because it expressed a viewpoint the governor and his allies did not like. Disney wishes that things could have been resolved a different way, but Disney also knows that it is fortunate to have the resources to take a stand against the state's retaliation.
That's right.
A stand smaller businesses and individuals might not be able to take when the state comes after them for expressing their own views. In yeah. America, the government cannot punish you for speaking your mind. Disney is a giant corporate fuckhole, as most of the giant corporate anything yeah. is. But I'm on Team Disney in this argument.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sorry. You're not going to croak on a Disney ride. Am I wrong? They're
unlikely.
They're safe. They're more safe. I don't mean to get it. It's like, just think about the rides at fairs and shit. I think the state sets the standards for those. And I remember one, I was a kid, I got on a Ferris wheel and the little lever that made it go was broken and they taped. They used to.
Like duct tape? Or,
yeah, they duct taped a broken baseball bat to the lever to make it work. I got in that fucking thing.
Whatever works.
State standards, baby. That's where we're at. You want Disney to look like that? You want to die on It's a Small World? You want to get electrocuted at the teacups? You get mauled by fucking... Don't they have, like, wildlife riots and shit? I mean...
I don't know about real ones. It's not like...
Disney Safari. Disney Safari. Like yeah, they do actually have lions and shit. You want to put DeSantis in charge of those, too? He's in charge of everything, then. At Disney.
They're lower. Their standards are the state standards are lower.
If the state took over the operations, the safety operations of Disney, it would be fucking smoldering. It would be a pile of ash where the Magic Castle used to be this time next week. It would be gone. There'd be nothing left of Disney. That stupid fuck couldn't do it.
Lots of stuff going on.
The dwarves, Snow White's dwarves would be drowned.
We've got, which story do I want to tell? Well, we've got the E. Jean Carroll.
Yes.
Lawsuit.
Right.
In which she testified, quote, I'm here because Donald Trump raped me.
Shit.
Before she took the stand, however, the judge in the case, Lewis Kaplan, guess what he had to do? He had to rebuke Trump for, quote, an entirely inappropriate statement on Truth Social.
Of course. That's every fucking time. How many fucking former presidents are like this? How many times? Does Obama even have a Truth Social account? Is he on Truth Social?
No. The judge warned the former president's lawyers that such statements about the case could bring more legal problems upon Trump.
Sure.
Trump, who has not attended so far, called the case a made-up scam. He also called Carroll's lawyer a political operative. This is a fraudulent and false story, witch hunt, he said.
You know, there's an accounting of the story of what happened in Ceylon. And I read it and, it's pretty fucked up. It's pretty fucked up. I just can't. Can you imagine seeing somebody you know, and then
And they push you in a changing booth and
rape you? It's unreal, man. I mean, what the fuck?
The judge said, what seems to be the case is that your client is basically endeavoring, certainly, to speak to his quote-unquote public, but more troubling, the jury in this case, about stuff that has no business being spoken about.
You know, the thing is, if Trump didn't do it, if Trump did not rape E. Jean Carroll, why isn't he there proclaiming, proving his innocence at the fucking trial? Why the fuck isn't he there?
Joe Tacopina, Trump attorney.
This guy again? Tacopina.
Said, hey, the jurors are told not to follow any news or online commentary about the case, but I will ask the president to refrain from any further posts about the case.
Yeah, that would be nice because I believe, aren't they under tight security, these jurors? I mean,
Kaplan said, I hope you're more successful. Saying your client may or may not be tampering with a new source of potential liability.
Yes, yes. In other words, can you shut the fuck up? Just, God, we're just trying to get through our day without having Donald Trump face fuck it. God, this guy.
Started her testimony. I'm here because Donald Trump raped me. And when I wrote about it, he said it didn't happen. He lied and shattered my reputation. I'm here to try and get my life back.
Hell yes. Fuck yes.
Tacopina told the jury he will show that Carroll conspired with other women to falsely accuse the former president of sexual assault because they hate him.
Shame on you, Tacopino. Jeez, you are a caricature. He's like right out of Goodfellas.
He said she went after Trump for political ends to sell a book and for public attention. The evidence will show you that when E. Jean Carroll is what she is doing is an affront to justice.
What?
I don't know that he talks like that.
She
but
got fallen into a dressing room and your client raped her. What is that then? What kind of fucking justice shit is that, you stupid fuck?
Does he talk like that? He's from New York and his name is Tacopina.
Tacopina, so. Shame on you. You're representing a Nazi. You're taking Nazi money, you sad fuck. Am I upset? Is he taking
more Nazi money?
But wait, is he paying you? Hey,
well,
Joe,
that's the thing too.
Joe, you dumb fuck. I hope the fuck you got your money up front or there's a retainer or some shit, right? There must be. I hope you get paid, you dumb shit. You might not.
This is well, they're playing, this is a back-to-back clip of Joe Tacopina arguing with himself from 20, where is this, from previous, 2018.
Okay.
It was 2018 self.
Tacopino drop.
But this is what he sounds like. I just want to hear what he sounds like.
No crime was committed here, that there was no campaign law violation at all.
There you go. Okay, I feel better about my imitation.
Have to have you go a little further with that. Okay, wait, let's hear it again. This is when he's this guy. God, listen to that fuckhead.
Here's a different version.
If all of what you say is true,
it is.
Then why was Trump hiding it and lying about it at the time? And I'll play that for your response. Mm-hmm. He lied about it. We all know that. Take a look. Take a look.
Let's see.
When you say lie. Okay. Don't forget, this is when Joey Taco grabbed the notes out of Ari's.
Oh my God.
Tried to grab the notes out of Ari's hand.
Come on. Don't fuck with Ari Melber. I like Ari.
Oh my God. He went on Sharpton's show?
See, okay. No, it is very simple.
It is.
You have a lawyer who paid a woman 10 years after the alleged sex act,
okay,
right before an election, and he was reimbursed by your client. How is that not a prima facie case that the grand jury
has? Oh, it's clearly not. It's clearly not. Because I'll tell you what, there's two massive distinctions here. And camp.
I'll tell you what, there's two massive distinctions here.
Yeah. God. Poor Al Sharpton is trying to. It's an obvious thing. He paid her off.
He's like, it's not. He didn't. He didn't pay her off.
Right.
God. He's got I guess, does he have a better personality than Donald Trump or?
You know, I don't, probably in some, I can't think of many people that have.
Who has a worse
personality than Trump?
Well,
Stephen Miller?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. Is he worse? Who's worse than Trump? Rudy's pretty bad.
I think Stephen Miller. Like, I think you could sit at a dinner table and really not want to open your own veins with some sort of cutlery under the table with Trump.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Maybe.
Maybe not now. Maybe. But what about Rudy? Rudy? Oh, I think it'd be fun to sit at a table with Rudy.
Yeah. Until he started like groping your friends or some shit like that. Why? I got a question for him.
But Stephen Miller, I can't. I think I would just be hit with a wave of nausea if I was within 50 feet of him. Just
wow.
From his aura of evil and Nazism.
Yeah, he is.
Bannon is gross, but probably funny.
Yeah.
In some capacity, if you're sitting around with some drinks.
Yeah. I mean, he's.
Mitch McConnell.
No way. I just can't even imagine that. It's hard.
Maybe
to
if you get him in the right mood after a lynching light. Or something.
If you were in the dark or your eyes were taped shut and he could speak into a voice modulator and read a script that someone likable wrote.
Or if he wasn't him.
That would help.
So there you go. The judge, Rebuked.
Yeah, it's what we do every
time. The former
time.
Guy.
Hey, don't go on your dumb fucking social media platform.
Because he won't keep his fucking mouth shut.
Stupid idiot.
He's incapable. Joey Taco is going to go say, hey, you know, maybe you shouldn't do that. And Trump's going to say, I'm not going to let this activist judge push me around. I'm the president.
I thought if you went against a court order or some shit to not talk about stuff, and then you did, you get thrown in the pumpkin.
Well, one gets in trouble. Yeah.
You get thrown in jail.
There you go.
Right?
Be held in contempt.
Do you think Donald would be pissed off if he was in jail?
Oh yeah!
Shit!
Oh my god! How awesome that would be! No makeup, no hair products.
I don't understand in this country how you could prove in a civil case that Donald Trump.
I'll suck your dick for some Just for Men.
But wait, how the fuck can he be found? Monetarily responsible for raping somebody, but then he's not going to get convicted
because
of rape.
Because the burden for proof is lower.
But you're still proof that money is proof that he raped her. It does.
No, what? It's proof that a jury with a lower level of evidence, preponderance of the evidence, found that he was responsible.
Now, if you
at least for defamation.
Now, what if it was a criminal case? Could you use the civil case to say, well, look, we sued civilly and we won.
Yes.
So that makes our case.
Yes. So that just happened.
But they
recently.
Can't do that with E. Jean Carroll because of the statute of limitations, right?
Oh, well, this is what was just there was just something recently that a civil suit was won and it kind of opened the door to the I remember getting the story about it, but it kind of opens the door to the more lends more credibility to any upcoming
right
criminal claims.
A jury awarded a financial payoff because they know this fucking guy did.
Probably Trump, probably the lawsuit that the $1 million that they had to pay out maybe for losing to the Letitia James there in their
right.
proprietary
right.
transactions and shit, but now there's criminal
right,
and that might be allowed in a criminal case to say, hey, look, a jury found this motherfucker, this company liable.
If I was Fannie Willis down in Atlanta, I would just be like, I'm so excited, I'm gonna be the guy that puts him in jail. Oh my God, I would be so excited. I wake up every morning. That's the first thing I think. I'm going into history books because I got Schindler. I'm so sure I'm going to get Schindler. I'm telling the cops to get ready because all these maggots are going to be little bitches. I love it.
Also, it's been a busy news day.
Yay.
Did you see that more news is coming out about why Tucker got fired? And
yeah,
apparently he called someone a cunt.
Oh, I didn't see that. Jeez. Who was it?
Tucker Carlson privately called a senior Fox News exec the C word and wanted to the world to know. So I think what had happened was Fox News said, hey, we got that part stricken from the testimony that was released under the Dominion stuff. So there's stuff that all the great stuff we saw.
There's
more stuff that probably got struck.
Well, unstruck.
Because it wasn't relevant to the immediate.
I don't give a shit. It's relevant to me. I want to know for the show. Yeah, it's relevant.
That's not how it works.
Go on.
Apparently, Tucker calling one of his executives a cunt is part of that.
Yeah, you know.
But then Carlson supposedly got pissed off that they did that. He wanted the world to know that he thought this person was a cunt.
Dude, that's funny. And that's why he got fired, maybe.
It turns out that Carlson frequently used the C word to describe women he did not care for. Oh, right. You see, I mostly use the word for men.
Yeah.
In the British and Australian manner.
Yeah.
Don't be a stupid cunt.
Yeah.
But if you're referring to a woman as that, then, you know, that's
right.
Maybe got a little different.
Yeah, yeah.
Emails and texts found in Discovery revealed that he referred to lead election he called Sidney Powell a cunt.
Wait a second. You're getting fired for that?
Former Booker Abby Grossberg, now suing the networks, made similar allegations that the word was bandied about at the Tucker Carlson Tonight offices. Well, that's highly inappropriate.
Yeah, right. I mean, you can't. That's against HR shit.
This is from the Wall Street Journal today. Several weeks ago, as Fox News lawyers prepared for a courtroom showdown with Dominion Voting Systems, they presented Tucker Carlson with what they thought was good news. They had persuaded the court to redact from a legal filing the time he called the senior Fox News executive the C word.
Right.
Carlson, Fox News' most watched primetime host, wasn't impressed. He told his colleagues he wanted the world to know what he had said about the executive in a private message.
Damn!
He said comments he made about former President Trump, I hate him passionately, that were in the court documents were said during a momentary spasm of anger. But his dislike of this executive is deep and enduring.
Right. Leave it in there. Leave that shit in there. Why do you want it on the record that you called anybody a cunt, though? I mean, if you're in the news business, man. I mean, what if he wanted to go get a job on MSNBC or CNN after this?
Multiple reports have surfaced that Carlson's popularity at the network was waning significantly, with colleagues weary of his conspiracy theories, pro-Putin commentary, and not-so-subtle racist allegations.
Right.
Carlson battled with the Fox News communications team, and many within the network believed there was a power struggle between Carlson, who acted like he could do or say whatever he wanted on the network with impunity, and Fox CEO Suzanne Scott. I saw a quote from Howard Stern today, who said that Carlson didn't realize he was, you know, he's an employee.
Right, right.
He's got to toe the line. You're an employee at that place.
You can't just, right, what? I'm trying to think what job you could have if it came out, you know, that it was just out there. There's evidence that you called your boss a cunt and that showed up. And at work.
Well, it wasn't out there until now.
It's like he made it go out there. He wanted it out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tucker Carlson. There's a story. Tucker Carlson. Former Fox was spotted living the good life, riding a revved up golf cart with his wife at Boca Grande, Florida, where he owns a $5.5 million beach home.
What kind of golf cart?
A revved up.
What is that, like souped up?
It's been just 2 days since Fox's announcement. He was reportedly blindsided by the firing, even telling his audience Friday night, see you on Monday, which never happened. The Daily Mail touted an exclusive first interview since he was let go.
Right.
They learned that Carlson spent Tuesday huddling with right-hand man Justin Wells, who lost his executive producer gig as the cable news veterans plotted their next move. Describing Carlson as appearing gleeful, Daily Mail quoted the former host saying, "Retirement is going great so far. I haven't eaten dinner with my wife on a weeknight in 7 years.
Oh, my God. She's like, "Hi, can I speak to the HR at OAN? Please hire my husband to come do news because I want to eat dinner by myself again without that white supremacist."
Carlson lost his primetime spot. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Also blamed for his termination and his promotion of conspiracy theories surrounding the January 6th insurrection and two lawsuits filed against Fox by Abby Grossberg, the former booker and executive producer.
Right.
She's alleging workplace discrimination and a hostile work environment related to working on Carlson's show.
Yeah.
Fox and Friends host Brian Kilmeade has stepped into the shoes.
Damn, he's so excited.
Amid speculation on who will permanently replace Carlson.
Kilmeade was sitting at home. I don't know what he does. He was sitting at home looking at his aquarium full of fish, feeding his fish, and his phone rings. Hello, this is Brian.
Hello, Brian, it's Rupert. We're going to have you fill in for Tucker.
we need someone who's going to be so unlikable and boring that we won't have to offer them the spot when we find somebody that we really like.
Thank you, Rupert. Thank you. You're not recording this call, are you?
Thank you, Mr. Murdoch. I appreciate it.
Shut up, you cunt.
Steve Bannon suggested that the Murdochs took Tucker off the air to keep Trump from winning in 2024. Somehow Tucker was going to help accomplish that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I it's hard to figure out like what would get Trump to win in 2024 and what wouldn't. People not voting would help on their end. That would help. Just don't go vote if you're a maggot. Please stay home. God.
We didn't talk about... I don't think it had happened yet yesterday.
Yes.
Maybe it had. But I don't think so. The this Ted Cruz stuff, did you see this?
Oh, yeah. This is fucking crazy.
So we did play audio recently of Ted Cruz... caught on tape with Maria Bartiromo, and he was sounding almost like the voice of reason.
Yeah. But
just a couple days after the election, though.
Right, right.
When he said, I hope when Rudy and Sidney are on your show that they have all this evidence, but you need to have evidence.
Oh, yes.
Actual
yes.
evidence and not just possibilities, not just feelings for a court of law.
But this is a little different, isn't it?
This is the opposite.
I thought this was some wild shit.
Ari aired this yesterday, so it went on during our show.
Oh, yes, yes.
Whistleblower audio of Ted Cruz. This time, the tape appears to feature him figuring out how to overthrow the 2020 election. This comes from Fox whistleblower Abby Grossberg,
right,
who provided the tapes to Ari Melber. According to the files, Cruz reportedly tried to sell his plan to Maria Bartiromo on January 2nd, four days before the insurrection, pitching a scheme to overthrow the 2020 election by blocking the certification of Joe Biden's win on January 6th, thus establishing a commission to investigate the non-existent claims of fraud.
Right, right. That was a major violation that went through. I thought it was going it was like a whole dog. It was two dogs walking that way on a leash. And I just thought she might was going to miss it. But then
she did.
Okay.
So they were going to decide who to inaugurate.
Right.
The goal.
Yeah, yeah. Which is...
for the state legislatures.
You know, I read this thing, and didn't he say, like... He says,
well, here, I've got the audio.
Oh, okay.
I think that the country deserves to have a credible assessment of these claims and what the evidence shows. And... mechanism to try to force that is denying certification on the 6th.
So there you go. We have to, in order to do it, we have to figure out a way to deny that. You have to get Pence to say, no, I will not accept these. I will not accept this.
Did he? Is that the whole recording?
Who's deciding who gets inaugurated?
That's Bartiromo saying, right, who's right. deciding who gets inaugurated?
Right.
It would be the results of that commission and what they find. And if they found credible evidence of fraud that undermines confidence in the electoral results in any given state, they would report on that.
Right. I think he said, didn't he say, like, that's how they did it in 1887 or some weird shit like that?
Let me see. The...
God, this guy, again, I don't mean to get back to this. How does he stay in politics? Because I can't remember us ever doing a story where there's not even a positive spin to this. I guess if you're a maggot insurrectionist, you like it.
Sure.
What do you like about Ted? Is my question. What is there? I'm like, why? I mean, I believe this story. I don't have a problem believing that he would say any of this shit. I just, God, Beto didn't beat him.
Well, yeah. God. Disturbing.
What?
Disturbing.
Yes, he has. You think Donald Trump has a worse personality than Ted fucking Cruz? Is that what you're saying? Because you said you couldn't think of anybody worse.
Well, no, I'd rather
you could play,
be forced to have a beer with Trump than with Ted Cruz.
No. You could play video games with Ted Cruz, at least. He likes video games.
How dare you, Sully.
Well, something you love with that guy. He's a fucking... Yeah, I think he's the worst one.
As we were looking at this January 6th certification, all of the options that were being discussed were problematic. And so I wanted to find a path that was consistent with the Constitution, consistent with the law, and that addressed these very real serious claims.
So there, he's admitting it. I'm trying, you know, the a lot of the stuff they're talking about is problematic, but I wanted to find a way to weasel.
Right.
Oh, I played that one already.
God, that is crazy. I'm trying to think of the last Ted Cruz story where it's like, let's just say it wasn't a scandal, but it was just a shitty thing, like legislation he was behind. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a story where he's not an asshole. One news story, the Cancun thing, he comes off very bad in that, where he left his state when the pipes froze. It's hard to spin that. Is anything good?
Yeah,
I mean, I think...
And nobody likes him.
The way, maybe, when Trump accused his wife of being ugly, it made him look sympathetic because he stood up for her, right? Did he? I'm trying. Do you know what I mean? And he went to the baseball stadium and watched it. Well, that didn't go great either.
He did, but he did.
What?
Ride out that storm in Texas. Oh what? No! When he went to wait, I'm sorry. He went to Cancun.
That's when he went to Cancun.
Yeah,
they saw him. They actually saw him dragging his suitcase on rollers through the terminal. There was a picture of him literally getting the fuck out of there. This guy is packing a swimsuit and going to Mexico. Did his whole family go? And they left the help. The help had to stay and make sure the shit didn't freeze. That's what happened. And they left the dog, too. They left the fucking dog in that frozen house. That's what happened, too. I remember.
So those tapes, by the way, have been handed over to Jack Smith, special counsel that is investigating Trump.
Sorry.
And the everything about
it. Damn,
Trump.
Ted. Did you hear that shit? Jack Smith is looking into your shit, man. Dude.
Oh, they requested it. Jack Smith requested that tape.
After what?
Lawyer for Abby Grossberg, former Fox News whistleblower.
Oh, I see.
Producer, has confirmed that the DOJ special counsel requested access to recordings in her possession.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, hey. We want to hear this shit about Ted Cruz kind of just spitballing how he wants to take over our fucking government. It's disturbing. Man, I tell you what, there's one thing you can say about Ted. Nobody's done more with the shittiest fucking personality on the planet than anybody else. There's nobody with a shitty personality that's done more.
While the lawyer didn't specify exactly which tape Smith asked for, Grossberg said she has about 90 unaired recordings from inside Fox News. MSNBC aired a part of the Ted Cruz tapes where the Texas senator discusses throwing the election with Fox's murder by Romo.
Don't worry about it. It's a guy in our actual government plotting to overthrow the government. That's against the law, isn't it? Something. It's illegal, isn't it? Jeez.
Cruz in the tape says, I think the country deserves to have a credible assessment of these claims. What the evidence shows and the mechanism to try to force that is denying certification on the 6th.
Yeah, listen, you did some bad shit and Jack Smith is coming for your ass, you dumb shit. What the fuck are you thinking?
And they had 3 months plus to investigate all of the claims. And Ted Cruz was saying, we need some more time to look into these claims.
Hey, yes, they always need more time.
So we're going to deny the certification.
Right, right, right.
And he thinks that'll force them to investigate these claims that are baseless. And there's no evidence of any of them.
Yeah, what claims?
Fraud, Ryan.
Oh, my God, I know. I'm so sorry.
The Dominion machines.
What happened? There were mules that came over to this country with votes shoved up their ass, and these mules shat out the fake Biden votes and stuffed the drop boxes. And then Mike Lindell uncovered this scam by Dominion voters with, I don't know, Venezuela was involved. You can't really... I'm trying to describe what they believe in a sane way, and I can't. Mike Lindell believes that China hacked the votes and Dominion hacked the votes.
Everybody hacked the votes. Yeah. Sure. Why not?
We need our own symposium.
Meanwhile, this debt ceiling fuck circus that is going on with the Republicans.
Everything will be fine.
Because Kevin McCarthy, I think they were trying to put together something horrific that'll never go anywhere. That cuts food stamps and all kinds of horrific things. But it still wasn't crazy enough for the crazies in the party who were threatening to not vote for it.
Damn. That it wasn't. Jeez.
Which would be quite embarrassing if the Republicans with a House majority could not pass because no Democrat's going to vote. They're not going to get one Democrat vote.
Doesn't that sound like the good old days of the Tea Party?
What do you mean?
Wait, remember when the Republicans crafted that immigration reform?
Yeah.
And then the Democrats agreed to it and brought it to a vote and then the Republicans
didn't want to do it. So... Kevin McCarthy, House Speaker, today said that lawmakers will vote today on a bill to raise the $31.4 trillion federal debt ceiling.
Good job, guys.
And slash spending, despite lingering dissension within the ranks over the measure.
Because they're not slashing enough.
Republican leaders, but they don't need to attach anything to the debt ceiling.
They can just raise it.
Which is what they've done in the past. Which, guess what they did during the Trump administration?
They raised it.
They voted to just call a cold bill that just raises the debt ceiling.
Right.
And that's it.
Right. So why don't they do that this time? I know why. Because they're cunts.
They want to hold, a gun to the country's head.
Isn't that nice?
They want to slash spending despite lingering dissension with their ranks. Republican leaders in the House approved changes to the bill overnight aimed at assuaging Midwestern Republican concerns about biofuel tax credits.
Damn!
And conceding to hardliners' calls to toughen work requirements for some low-income Americans. Medicaid, you better get out and work for Medicaid. That's why they're on Medicaid! It's because they can't work or can't find work.
That is insane. It is crazy that you need a... Why do you need a work requirement? We're talking about not starving. It's not like... Shit, man. There are people that can't buy enough food to eat. You got a work requirement.
McCarthy said the House would vote later in the day. He did not say if he had the 218 votes to win, though, to pass the legislation.
Yeah. Guy, it's a war on poverty. Republicans hate poor people. I know that's not a news flash.
He can only afford to lose four votes.
No, well, you're fucked. If you're fucked, you loser.
If he's to pass the bill.
Kevin, we're being reminded. You suck.
He says passing the bill is critical to force Biden to negotiate spending cuts.
Well, too bad, because it ain't going to happen.
As a condition of raising the debt ceiling, which there's no reason for it.
Sorry, loser. Your plan sucks. This won't pass. Your party's crazy. You're nothing.
Failure to act could trigger a catastrophic default.
You are the worst fucking Speaker of the House, and I am including the diddler. Holy shit. You suck.
So the four congresspeople of Iowa banded together and had enough votes to tank it and force them to put in that biofuel bullshit.
What? Iowa?
Yeah.
Somebody in Iowa? Four people. Fuck them.
Yeah, all four of Iowa's...
Reps. I don't even know who the fuck they are.
Well, yeah, it's not Steve King anymore, so they're not that interesting.
You guys suck.
Another critic of the bill, hardline House Freedom Caucus Chairman Scott Perry, said he and other conservatives who held out for changes to work requirements were ready to move forward. I'll be a yes, he said.
So okay.
Maybe it'll vote.
They're ready maybe to move. Pass. We're ready to move forward with this shitty, oppressive Handmaid's Tale bullshit. But it's shitty enough. Well, no one wants it. Is it going to go?
They accelerated tougher work requirements for receiving Medicaid.
God!
The new plan, this is a Democrat, said the new plan is even more draconian, even more mean. Kicking poor people off of health care wasn't enough. They now want to do it faster.
You're mean. You're an idiot. It's like, why would we even have Medicaid if there was a work requirement? It's for poor people that don't have work.
Multiple House Republicans are continuing to voice opposition to the bill, though, for a variety of reasons. Some saying it doesn't cut spending enough.
Shit. Fuck you. Just cut spending. What else are we supposed to do with our fucking money?
Oh, boy. Representative Nancy Mace said she was still ruminating as to whether she could now support the bill, and hardliner Matt Gaetz has remained steadfastly opposed to it
because it's not
crazy enough.
God, fuck our representative. God, this makes me so. Oh, God, jeez. Is Peter Thiel can fund someone to beat Matt Gaetz though, but Peter Thiel is a twunt too.
Yeah,
we need.
He might like Gaetz.
Really, I see. Like I keep saying, all these people are the worst. But when you hear Matt Gaetz talk, God, he sucks too. Does Ted Cruz suck worse than Matt Gaetz, or is it Kevin McCarthy?
Ted Cruz has more power as a senator than Gaetz.
You think Gaetz has less influence than Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
Who does Ted Cruz influence?
Just by his being one out of 100, and Gaetz actually has they both have power because. Well, Ted Cruz's power doesn't mean as much in the Senate right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas Gaetz can get three buddies to tank anything.
Yes. What's it like when you're sitting in a room? It's nice. You're at a Starbucks, maybe. You're at a coffee shop. You're enjoying your coffee, and then Ted Cruz comes in. Does everything just get sour?
Oh, people are probably like, ugh.
I just threw up all over the place.
Gotta go.
Ted Cruz made eye contact with me. I barfed in my latte.
We have,
what is the dog doing? She's, I don't know.
She's hiding a bone.
She's insane.
Wait, there's no bone there. I don't know what she's doing.
Also in the news, look at the top of the hour coming up right here, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yay.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Is Ted Cruz still doing that beard thing, that neck beard thing? You remember what he was doing, that weird...
Trying to pretend he's got a chin, you mean?
Yes.
Sculpting a...
Is he still sculpting?
Yeah. Hmm.
That makes him seem kind of human, doesn't it, on some level? His vanity, or I don't know.
This is Colorado. Good news.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean,
somebody's not doing something.
Let's call this about fucking time.
Right.
A former Colorado police officer has been the first in the state found guilty of failing to intervene as another officer pistol whipped and strangled an unarmed man.
Yeah, why didn't you stick up for the guy or right? This
Francine Martinez, who worked for the Aurora Police Department, became the first officer in the state convicted by a jury under a police accountability law requiring officers to intervene if they witness colleagues using excessive force.
Okay, so, like, let's say Laquan McDonald. How many times did the Chicago PD shoot him?
That one guy, you mean?
Yes.
14 times? No, or 11 times? 12 times?
And what they
and then was trying to reload.
So why didn't someone shoot? Why didn't one of those cops shoot the cop? Shoot some of the cops that were shooting at him to make him stop?
Well, they were coming. At the time, their eyes were rolling back in their heads as they were witnessing a black man being riddled with bullets. The Chicago cops.
Right. Well, now maybe that'll change.
The law was adopted in Colorado in 2020 after the death of George Floyd.
Yeah.
Jeez. A jury in Arapahoe County determined last week that Martinez stood by as former officer John Halbert struck Kyle Vinson more than a dozen times with his handgun.
My God, you didn't do shit, motherfucker.
And threatened to kill him in July 2021.
Why didn't you tase and or shoot to protect that person's life?
Body cam video also showed that Halbert pointed his gun at Vincent's head. Vincent sustained a cut on his head and one eye was swollen shut.
Jeez.
Martinez was fired. What? Is he in jail?
They fired him. That's funny. He got fired? So fucking what?
But I'm reading on. I don't see that he should be in jail for assault.
Yes. He beat somebody. Is that against the law now in America? Can you just beat someone if you're a cop? I guess you can. You're going to get fired. Who cares? Fucking.
Four officers responded to the report of trespassing when they encountered three people who had outstanding felony warrants and tried to arrest them. Two of the people ran, but Vincent did not. Video showed Halbert with his hands around Vincent's throat for 39 seconds as Vincent appeared to lose consciousness. An affidavit, one witness claimed that Vincent kicked one of them, but the video does not show that.
Right. So then that's not true. He didn't kick him.
Colorado's failure to intervene law also requires all officers to use body cameras by this July, bans chokeholds, limits potentially lethal uses of force, and removes qualified immunity from police.
Oh!
Potentially exposing officers to lawsuits for their actions.
Damn!
In use of force there. Cases. Yeah,
see,
come on, other
that
states.
That will stop this shit.
Come on, other states.
That will stop their shit, because then when people get beaten by the cops, they can sue them and take their boat
personally,
and their entire
yes,
fund.
Yes.
And I'm going to take your fucking house, you fucking fascist pig fuck.
That's
that
why
will stop.
Yeah, some of these Colorado auditors have started saying, I'm gonna attach myself to your pension.
Right.
Because you got no more qualified immunity.
Right. Absolutely.
Or I can't wait to see your face when you have to write me a check personally.
Oh, it's time to pay up, you fucks. You've had it good for a long time.
The former Loveland police officer Daria Jalali pleaded guilty, so she's not the first convicted of this. She was the first found guilty, convicted by a jury. A former officer pleaded guilty last year to failing to intervene during the arrest of a 73-year-old woman who had dementia. I remember that case. They, like, threw the woman to the ground and were slapping her and stuff like
Jesus
the cop was.
Fucking Christ, we can defund every fucking sin of this bullshit. Fuck this. It's crazy.
Oh, he still is not in jail. Halbert, the other guy, one I was saying, why is he not in jail?
Right.
His finally having a trial. He is charged with first degree assault, causing serious bodily injury with a deadly weapon, second degree assault and strangulation, and felony menacing, among other counts. His trial is scheduled for fucking November.
Wow.
Good God.
Like, why does it take so long?
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, this monster, this thug, is out walking the streets.
Yeah.
He's probably a cop somewhere else. He got fired from there. He probably is at some other county.
He's moonlighting. Yeah. He's being a security guard or something. Or he's moving money around. He's getting ready. He's a cop.
Like Chauvin they found, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Like, why the fuck was he sued? Is he sued civilly, Chauvin?
I think they are. Yeah, I think the family.
He murdered.
Yeah,
George Floyd. I, you know, it's so cynical of me, but I really think this is the answer. This qualified immunity thing, because as soon as you if a cop violates your civil rights and you can take their house, then they'll stop.
Most, many. Yes.
I mean, they don't want to be poor.
Right.
They like their shit.
They don't want accountability.
They're piggies.
That's why they hate body cameras. I still defy any policeman to explain that is anti body cameras to explain to us why. Come up with a real reason of why you should not have a body camera and be held
when
accountable.
When you shake people down, you don't want it on film.
Oh.
That's the
truth. They can't say that. this story here. Join us tomorrow.
Yay!
Faithless Thursday, actually. Ryan's,
that's right.
Got a gig on Friday, so we will be off this Friday.
Yes.
Mobile?
Yes, at the Grand Mariner.
There you go.
It's a comedy down by the river. It's on the river.
If you're in the Mobile, Alabama area... Yeah. Go see Ryan.
It's a clean comedy show. We'll see how that goes. You know.
You can do clean.
Oh, absolutely. I can. Yeah. It's just like, you know.
Others.
It's a bar show.
Others maybe not.
Yeah, no. It's like thinking about
who. Some other comedians that maybe.
You know, you can't. It's like, but, you know, it's tough to do a clean bar show just because it's like.
Why is it a clean bar show? Is it
I'm
like,
just,
is it,
I,
do
I
they
went
have food
there.
There?
I've been there.
Do they have.
I went there and I just asked this person that was in charge of events. I just, you guys ever do comedy here? And I thought they'd say, no, that would be a horrible idea. Cause I actually thought,
but it's a bar.
It's a bar on the water. It's nice. I just thought, I was like, God, this would be a horrible place for a show. Let me see what they'd say. And they
but
said,
not,
yes.
Do they have food?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's nice.
So maybe there's families eating.
It's families. It's nice.
Oh, well that's the problem.
It's nice. Rich white maggots. I think.
Did he just say cunt?
Yes. No. No, they did not. I didn't. And these people better not.
You can say the N-word. You can't say cunt. It is Alabama.
Right. Right. I've been... No, that... You make a joke. I have been... I was told by a booker. I was doing a show in Orange Beach. This years ago. Like 5 years ago.
Alabama.
Yes. And she told me... And, you know, it's great. Nobody cares. You could be racist. You could do whatever
you want. Oh, my God.
Like, oh, thank you.
It's great. You could be racist.
Yes. Yes. That's how they think. You know what I mean? It's not like they don't want to be. They want to be racist. It's a weird way to think. It's a weird way to think.
Freedom.
Yeah.
That's my freedom.
It really, yeah.
Well, that's why they all went all to those failed alternate social media companies.
Like
your Gab and your
Gab is a failure.
And Parlor.
That's not a failure. Gab and Parlor
Truth
failed.
Social. Yeah.
That's not WeRead. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. We read from Truth Social like every fucking
Wait,
show.
Wait, isn't Gab turning into a jizz auction site? Didn't we do that story?
Get her.
Oh, Getter.
Getter, I think.
Getter is turning into
well, listen, it's
a
called,
jizz auction site.
Excuse me, I guess.
An unvaccinated semen auction site.
Well, I guess you aren't familiar with Silicon Valley startup turns. That's called a pivot. We're going to pivot to come. we're a social media site for maggot rapists, and now we're pivoting to come. Why not?
Why wouldn't you? Why not?
Why wouldn't you?
Why the hell not?
That's Jason Miller's.
Yes.
Pivoting
yes,
to come.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jason Miller.
The don't drink the smoothie guy.
Yeah. I put it in. It's like we replace guava with an abortive agent in our smoothies just to see if anyone would notice.
So we'll have most of our faithless Friday.
Oh, that's
stories
true. Tomorrow.
Manana. Except there's a few that we just can't sit on.
Right.
Of the A-team.
Ooh, are we talking about Greg Locke?
Possibly. There Jim are other Baker. Members of the A-team.
Jim Baker. Pat Robertson. We haven't heard from Pat in a while.
We haven't heard from this guy in a little bit.
Oh, I know who this is.
Who?
Is this Copeland?
You will understand on two words, probably.
Tucker Carlson.
Oh, my God. Wait, I know who that is. Play it again.
Tucker Carlson.
Oh, I'm having a block.
Is gone because of spiritual
Oh, my God,
warfare.
It's Shane Vaughn.
Speaking of Mississippi, it's Shane Vaughn.
Tucker Carlson. I'm out of practice or something. It's like we haven't been playing Shane Vaughn. Right. He used to play Shane Vaughn all the time.
I know. He hasn't been that prolific, I guess.
God, Shane.
Here's Shane in his basement or whatever.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson is gone because of spiritual warfare. Yeah. I want you to listen closely to me.
That's right.
There is something much bigger than the elites. There's something much bigger than Charles Schwab, George Soros, or Rupert Murdoch. There is something that is working for the destruction of America. It works in the background.
Oh.
You don't see it. You like to call it the cabal. All the podcasters love to talk to you about the cabal. They love to talk around about BlackRock, and that's fine, and it's all true. But ladies and gentlemen, you are focusing on the symptoms rather than the disease.
Rather?
What?
Rather?
You know what,
rather than the disease.
You know what it is? This guy talks all day into a microphone, so I think sometimes he catches himself listening to, like, why are you saying it like that? Go, can we just hear that again, please? Just for me.
But ladies and gentlemen, you are focusing on the symptoms rather than the disease. And until you can see beyond Q, you got to get past the letter Q. And you got to get to the letter Alpha and Omega. Oh,
what did he say?
See,
Q.
Beyond.
He means beyond QAnon.
They're Alpha and Omega. See, beyond all of that, there are some people that know what's going on. And we know how to fight against it because we know that Tucker Carlson was a victim of demonic power.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And these demons are bringing America under attack.
There you go.
But he's not blaming George Soros directly.
No, it's a higher beyond them, right? It's a higher power.
So this is progress, right? This is Shane Vaughn gradually, baby, tiny little baby wee steps.
Right. Shane Vaughn, everybody knows.
Shit, man.
Tucker Carlson is a victim of demonic power.
Do you think Shane's wife is like, you know, Shane, I've been listening to Crab Diving, and it's at least been 2 weeks since they played a clip. He's like, we are got to go.
We could probably get Shane on the show, go! I think, because he's not that far away.
Oh, he's in Mississippi. I am not. We're not having him come here. Listen, I drove.
Ain't going there.
Let me tell you something. Sure. I drove through Mississippi this weekend, and it's like, you know, first of all, you can take the sign down, and I'm talking about coming from Alabama. You don't need to tell
welcome
me.
Welcome to? Or?
Don't need it, because all of a sudden there's this trash everywhere. There's literally trash everywhere on the highway in Mississippi. No one's picking up the trash, like bags of trash. In Louisiana's similar. There's a lot of trash. Nobody cares about the South. Nobody's helping us. Help us. There's people here. It's not our fault. It's some of our fault, but not ours.
Oh, my.
Mississippi is a trash pile. There's trash by the... It looks like... You know when you see those old pictures of New York City from the 70s? You see it on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's trash everywhere. That's what it looks like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Like, what was that show with Joan Cusack? Not Joan Cusack. Yeah, Joan Cusack, about the porn business in New York. Do you know what I'm what I'm talking about?
No.
Wasn't it? It wasn't Joan Cusack. It was the other Cusack.
Mark. Not Mark. Mark Cusack. It's not like the bald ones. Is there a shitty Cusack actor like in the bald ones? It's.
Wait, who was it? It wasn't John Cusack.
John Cusack.
Who was it? I'm going to have to think about it. But anyway.
You don't know what he really thinks about that. Joan Cusack and John Cusack, I think, are good actors, very good actors. I think, you know, they're both excellent. There's not one shitty one in that whole acting family, which is rare. You think about the Baldwin.
Gyllenhaal, not Cusack. Maggie right. Gyllenhaal.
That's another good acting family. The Deuce. Family. Right. The Deuce. Oh, yeah.
Remember with James Franco.
Right. Not Gyllenhaal.
And Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh,
She was the porn star.
You know, that's right. That was a great show. Maggie Gyllenhaal and Jake Gyllenhaal are both good actors.
Yes.
That's a good acting family.
Yeah, the Baldwins. Two of them are good.
The Douglases. Michael Douglas is he better? He wasn't better than Kirk Douglas back in the day, right? I mean, I don't know, man.
I mean, Kirk Douglas was a different era when the acting was a little bit bigger.
That's true. He's Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus. story here.
Yes.
Is, wait, what is this? I just saw a new.
Yeah.
Oh, my home state, my second home state.
Yay! Good news,
Wisconsin.
Good news about Wisconsin on crab diving.
Oh no!
What happened?
A woman protesting. Oh, wait here.
The Merton School Board censured board member Troy Anderson at last night's meeting for comments he made on social media about teachers and other parents. It took a turn when a woman defended him by using props meant as sex education models. This is the moment one woman at a Merton School Board meeting pulled out a couple of props that shocked the room.
So let's look at the toys.
This has nothing to do with Merton.
She says, let's look at the toys that the eighth graders have to look at. And the other parents are saying, this has nothing to do with this guy that they censured.
Wait. Are there dildos?
She's whipping out dildos.
That are in the classroom
I believe.
Or something? Is that her issue?
She says she took out sex toys, which were actually props meant to teach. Oh, they were props meant to teach kids about sex. So they're things that show penis vagina to kids, but for sex education to older kids.
And she's waving this shit around, losing her fucking mind.
This has nothing to do with
grade. This is exactly what you guys are censoring for this.
Merton School District took down their
views. Did you hear the other parents laughing?
They're laughing. Come on, man. Is it true that those
conservative activist Alexander Schweitzer, president of the No Left Turn in Education,
that's hilarious.
Chapter.
Is it true those dildos that were used are made of cheese?
Attended Merton School District's board meeting where she defended a man who was punished for protesting the sex education policy. Oh, so he was punished for going against the sex education policy. Schweitzer can be seen in the video waving around items that appear to be sexual in nature.
Right.
Complaining about what children have access to. Let's take a look at what the eighth grade has to look at. This is exactly what you guys are censuring Troy for this. She pulled out two items she called sex toys to use as props in her defense.
Right.
The items she was referencing were not really sex toys, but models used within the district.
Right. I loved it. Listen, man, I bet you have to pay so much money for these official non-sex toy penis models, which is crazy. Just go down to the dildo store and buy whatever and say, this is what a dick looks like, okay? Yeah, I'm just thinking, oh, this is a penis model. It's for educational purposes. How much? How much you have to pay for that?
And eighth graders, please.
Yeah.
Please. 14-year-olds, give me a fucking break.
Do you know, I bet that school system probably pays at least $200 for that penis model. When you
a fortune.
You can go get one at a sex store for nothing, man.
A Betsy DeVos company, probably.
Oh, yes. All these companies that make the laminated Ten Commandments of these fucking rubber penis models are killing it. They're just killing it at the bank account.
So that's what's going on in Wisconsin.
Holy shit. Way to upstage any Florida school board meetings. Hold my beer, says Wisconsin. We're crazier than you fucks.
There's another, I guess there's another beating on cell phone video obtained by ABC News shows what happened during an incident that is central to a federal civil rights lawsuit against police.
Of course.
In Antioch, California.
Damn.
Rebecca Rodriguez, 29, and Juan La Spada, were 30, were leaving a friend's apartment on a Friday evening, February last year, when they were approached by an Antioch cop. Rodriguez said, so he was like, are you guys okay? I said, we're fine. And we thought that would be it.
Yes.
He just kept insisting to speak to me. And I was like, you know, I don't need to speak to you. I'm not on probation. I'm not on parole. I don't have to speak to you. Adding the officer did not communicate why they were being approached. Then, of course, things started to escalate.
Right, because that's what they do. They escalate. They never de-escalate.
She made a comment like, you know, you look like you're on steroids.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
And I went to go walk away. When I went to go walk away, he grabbed me. Because I had to walk down the stairs to go past him, he slammed me on the ground.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
God.
That's La Spada. That's the...
Fuck these pigs.
The dude. The video shows La Spada on the ground as officers rained kicks and punches down upon him.
Why didn't the other officers intervene and save this person from this other officer?
My legs are going to break. My legs are going to break. My legs are going to break, bro. He yelled as an officer crossed his legs and then put his full weight on him.
God, fuck
which
this
is a torture
fucking
technique,
cop.
By the way.
Fuck these fucking torturous little fascist fucking pig fucks. God, fuck this guy.
They were both arrested, but never charged with any crime.
Well, what would you arrest him for? You were just beating the shit out of them. What did
they
do?
The lawsuit accuses the officers of excessive force, unlawful detention, false arrest, illegal search, and racial profiling.
Lawsuit, my God, arrest these officers.
Yeah, for nothing.
Put them in jail. Put them in jail and let's see how that goes. Let them figure it out in jail.
And then they don't charge him with anything.
That's insane. If you did, if someone beat a cop like that, you would be in jail. Right. You wouldn't get bail. You'd be stuck in fucking jail right there. These cops you're going to get fired.
Oh, yeah. And the union's going to defend them.
Oh, yes.
And say he deserved being pummeled and kicked and beaten while he was on the ground by four different cops at once.
Again, we can defund this horrible, horrible, horrible shit. Who fucking cares? These pigs don't give one fucking shit about us. They don't give a fuck. They just want your money, and they want to abuse you. They just beat somebody because they were walking down the street. They just felt like it. There must be some explanation why they went after these people. Because they're brown? That's usually it. Can we at least take their weapons? I mean, they do that in England, right? They don't have guns over there.
Right, right.
They do okay.
There is a different... I mean, they obviously they do have assholes there and tyrants, but it is overall a very different experience. Like, most of them are pretty polite. And some of these auditors, who I don't condone their methods,
yeah,
really have to be cunty to these cops for no reason to get them going. You know what I mean?
Well, show us who they are. We know who they are.
But I don't think they need to be.
What?
If a cop comes up to you and says, good afternoon, sir, how are you?
Go
fuck off, you tyrant! Well, they can't say that. That's a...
Yeah.
But
I could say that. I could say, go fuck yourself. Offense. I don't want to fucking talk to you.
Section 50, public order offense.
I see all these people. I don't know. I sound like an asshole, but it's just like, the thing about the Black Lives Matter thing that the cops didn't learn is like, we don't want... People want less engagement. If you have less engagement with the cops, that's good the way things are set up now. Not more engagement. Less.
Right, right, right.
And in fact, close to zero would be great.
We've got about a half hour left here in the big old show. Oh, this is disturbing.
Yes.
This is from East Brunswick, New Jersey.
Oh, that's the Sopranos.
Cops, a Republican candidate for council in East Brunswick has been charged.
Yes.
After police found 17 large capacity ammunition magazines at his house.
Okay.
Under New Jersey firearm laws, the magazines are not legal.
Oh.
To own or possess.
So why the fuck do you have them, wacko?
Authorities searched his house. David Herrera, who ran for council as a Republican, of course, after receiving a tip that he threatened to, quote, light up the mayor and town council.
What the fuck is going on with these people in Jersey? What was he? He's a representative?
He ran. I don't think he made it.
Okay, what a shame.
A tip was sent to the FBI about a possible threat of a shooting against the local government in East Brunswick. Herrera, who had unsuccessfully run for council, believed the election was stolen from him.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Where is this?
East Brunswick, New Jersey.
No. This was another state. No, this happened in Arizona, too. This is not the... This
East Brunswick, New Jersey, today.
I know, but I'm just it's crazy that this is not the only time this happens.
After receiving a tip from the FBI, officers reached Herrera's house to investigate. While waiting on the front porch, an officer found a rifle magazine on top of a chair.
Hey!
On the front porch.
What the fuck?
Another detective then retrieved a bag, which was labeled PMAG-25 rifle magazine.
Oh.
762 by 5125 round capacity. The officers then determined the two magazines were 25-round high-capacity rifle magazines capable of holding ammunition for an AK-47.
Is that illegal? That's not legal in New Jersey. They have gun control laws there that are like...
AKs are automatic, I think, so I don't think they're...
Oh, you can't have that.
I don't
think
they're legal anywhere.
Oh.
I could be wrong.
This guy, this former... the guy that ran for office has one on his porch, or has the bullets to the... God, what a fucking loon. Is this the norm now? Is it like, it's not the norm, but why are we seeing Republicans lose their race and then get all shooty?
Because they're crazy, violent assholes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Officers left home with both magazines after no one answered the door. They contacted the prosecutor's office based on the nature of the threat and the discovery of the magazines. They got a search warrant from a judge.
Yes.
They conducted the search warrant on his house. They found 15 additional magazines, which are illegal under New Jersey law.
Why does this guy have so many fucking magazines? What the fuck? Normal people don't have this kind of shit. Even normal gun people.
They did find multiple firearms, but those were all legally owned and did not have any modifications made to them. So where's this AK?
Well, those guns weren't good enough, I guess. This guy has normal guns.
He was probably peeking through the window, and he's like, oh, shit, they found the AK magazines.
Yeah.
And when they went away to go get the warrant, then the AK went away.
Why can't they find? Oh, because he, like, dumped it somewhere or some shit. Cool. So that AK is just floating around somewhere?
So he is, he probably gave it to a buddy. Hang on to this until...
You don't think he dropped it in the ocean?
Check it in the water or something? No.
He disassembled it.
No, he thinks he's going to get it back.
Maybe. Well, no, it's illegal. You're not going to get that back, you dumb fuck. Well, wait, if you hit it.
Well, he hit it. Yeah, he gave it to a buddy.
Can't they find his gun? Not to be an asshole, but is there some detective in New Jersey that can track this?
What's he doing with 17 mags with with no gun?
You know what you do is you pick this. Does he have LoJack or some kind of shit from his insurance company about where he goes? Can you subpoena that information and see where he went, where he might have tossed his fucking gun? Can we not get outsmarted by these people?
He probably went to the next door neighbor and was like, hey, these motherfuckers are coming for my gun. Hide this. All right.
Right.
Nick Fuentes? You want to hear from Nick Fuentes?
Yes, absolutely, Pat.
We haven't heard those mellifluous
tones. Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, you know, it seems to be sad face time over at
AFPAC. Right.
America First. Here's Nick Fuentes.
I feel like we are headed towards defeat. And I think this is a sentiment which is shared by almost anybody who's not on the Trump camp, which is that unless we get really, really lucky, or unless something significant changes, we are most likely going to lose. And it just doesn't feel the same. It doesn't feel like it did in 2016. It doesn't feel like it did in 2020. And it's more than just an intangible sensation. There's no momentum. There's no enthusiasm. There's no excitement. Everybody is absolutely demoralized. It feels like the left is unstoppable. And yeah. All those feelings are valid.
Well,
did he just say, and those feelings are valid?
Yeah, yeah.
What is an intangible sensation? I need to know what that means. That's the most fascinating thing I've ever heard out of his mouth. An intangible sensation. What would that be?
So Nick Fuentes upset that it looks like his Nazi, misogynist, white nationalist motherfuckers might be losing the culture wars.
God, he is experiencing a sensation of which is just intangible.
Poor, sad, little Nick Fuentes.
He's next level sad. What would cheer him up? What would cheer you up, Nick?
Some terrorist attack, probably.
Oh, shit. I was thinking somebody bring him a donut or something, but you're right. It's probably more like that. You want Krispy Kreme? No, let's do a hate crime. Hate crimes are his donuts.
Here we go.
So first I'd like to revisit something.
This is a panel.
Yes.
Abortion access and women's healthcare.
Okay.
Panel. And one of this is Amanda Zurowski,
yes,
lead plaintiff in emergency abortion access lawsuit against the state of Texas.
Right.
So she's anti-forced birth.
Yes.
A forced birther on the panel said doctors should have taken the risk of violating her story is she had a failing pregnancy and she was forced to carry for too long because of their bullshit.
And it affected her health.
This other doctor said her doctor should have just taken the risk of violating the ban, which is up to 99 years in imprisonment.
Why? That is not
to terminate her failing pregnancy, and that the Texas's law is pretty clear that doctor shouldn't have been afraid to.
Dude, what do they expect?
Here's her response.
Okay.
So first, I'd like to revisit something that Senator Cornyn brought up in Dr. Scopp's response, because I'd like to make it clear that Dr. Scopp is not my physician. She has never been my physician. She's never treated me. She has not seen my medical records. Quite frankly, my physician and my team of healthcare professionals that I saw over the course of 3 days while I was repeatedly turned away from healthcare access made the decision to not provide an abortion because that's what they felt they had to do under Texas's law. And that will continue to happen, and it is continuing to happen. And it's not a result of misinterpretation. It's a result of confusion. And the confusion is because the way the law is written, the language in the law is incredibly vague, and it leaves doctors grappling with what they can and cannot do, what healthcare they can and cannot provide.
Don't you think it's by design, though? Don't you think it's by design?
Oh, 100%.
Because the state can say, now we can go after...
Right, 100%.
I mean, it's crazy.
With what they can and cannot do, what healthcare they can and cannot provide. And if they make the wrong decision, they face up to 99 years in prison and or losing their license. And in my opinion, that was intentional, because after the Dobbs decision, the administration put out guidance for when an abortion can and cannot be or should or should not be provided. And the state attorney general in Texas, Ken Paxton, hated that so much that he sued the government to overturn those guidelines. And so what happened to me is exactly what he wanted to happen.
There you go. By design.
Yeah.
So they can go after people.
She also at one point said, I really wanted to address my senators, but neither of them are here.
Of course. Because they're cowards.
Yeah, they're not going to sit through this testimony.
They don't give a shit.
Cowardly fucks.
They don't care what women have to say. They don't give a flying fuck. It's just nuts to me because you listen to this. It's like everything that it said. This is why you don't mix your healthcare with these weird religious extremists, because shit like this happens. Shit like this will always happen. She's right. Until this will always happen.
Yeah.
We vote like shit. We have this happening. So dumb. Can we still, is Methaprestone? What happened with that? They kicked the can down the street, right? The Supremes, or they kicked it to another court. God, we're so dumb.
Elsewhere in L news.
Maybe human beings will find something else to be fascinated with at some point rather than bullshit in the sky.
Meanwhile, in Oklahoma.
Boo! Speaking of.
JC Staten, was suffering, what is known as a molar pregnancy.
Okay.
Rare complication.
Right.
Involves unusual growth. On the placenta.
Okay.
There are complete and partial molar where the pregnancies, where the potential tissue, the placental tissue swells and appears to form cysts. There is no fetus. In a partial molar pregnancy, the placenta might have both regular and irregular tissue. There may be a fetus, but the fetus cannot survive.
Right. So you... Oh.
I mentioned Oklahoma.
God, guys. You stupid fucks. Get the fuck out of people's fucking pussies, you fucking idiots.
And her molar pregnancy had become cancerous.
Okay.
At the last hospital in Oklahoma she went to during her ordeal last month, she said staff told her and her husbands that she cannot get a surgical abortion until she becomes much sicker.
All to appease the dumb fucking religious zealots and the stupid shitty Handmaid's Tale voting habits. God.
Staten says they were very sincere. They weren't trying to be mean. They said the best we can tell you to do is sit in the parking lot. And if anything else happens,
what the fuck?
We will be ready for you. But no. We cannot touch you unless you are crashing in front of us.
Holy shit.
Or your blood pressure goes so high that you're fixing to have a heart attack.
What does crashing mean? Crashing means what? You're
passing out. Your vitals are crashing.
They
your blood
told
pressure
her
is diving.
That you have to fall over. You literally have to keel over. Fuck off. We can't do shit.
And there's no chance for this to be
whatever,
this fetus, partial fetus, to ever become a baby. No chance.
You know what this person needs? Healthcare.
But these healthcare monsters, these fucking evil ghouls of Oklahoma, these Republican Christo cunts are forced this woman.
What do we do to stop this? These people are vile. And who is in charge of Oklahoma? That
Oklahoma has three overlapping abortion bans. They couldn't slap bans enough fast enough.
This is stupid.
Which have different and sometimes contradictory definitions and exceptions. A study published Tuesday, along with commentary in the Lancet Medical Journal,
yes,
shows hospitals all over Oklahoma are struggling to interpret the laws and create policies to comply with the state's abortion bans. The resulting confusion is having dangerous consequences for women like Stanton. That's what's happening in Texas. That's what this woman just testified to in Congress.
You know, they said in Idaho they're having a shortage of doctors because people, I don't know, they don't want to do abortions.
Says the Oklahoma State Board of Medical Licensure provided guidance in September for doctors in the state of how to navigate the abortion bans.
Okay.
But there's ongoing litigation, of course. Oklahomans for Life,
Jeez. A
pro-forced birth group,
Jeez.
Did not respond for a request comments.
If you've got a cancer, you know, that's so horrible. You got a cancerous wad of tissue in your placenta and you want to have it not be in you anymore. I would imagine if you had that going on, you would want that out of you no matter what, because...
Oh, my God.
Sick fucks.
This one advocate said, I think one of the most frightening statements, which was at one of the hospitals, the person was trying to be reassuring and said, oh, well, you know, in the case of a medical emergency, we would try to use the woman's body as an incubator just to try to keep the pregnancy going as long as possible.
Holy fucking... Wait a second. Meaning that woman does... They aren't necessarily concerned whether or not that person's alive?
Right. As long as we can somehow ensure that the fetus growing inside makes it.
Okay. What are you supposed to say to that? That's the looniest shit ever. It's so stupid.
It's evil.
It is. It's...
Her ordeal began in February. She's a stay-at-home mom living near Shawnee in central Oklahoma. She and her husband, Dustin, have three kids, 2 7-year-olds and an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
He's an oil field tech, and they have a fishing guide business. They go fishing every day.
Okay.
After weeks of feeling terrible, nauseous and dizzy all week, Stanton had a sudden episode of heavy bleeding that sent her to the ER.
Right.
She went to her OBGYN. She learned she had a type of molar pregnancy in which some of the tissue is cancerous. Molar pregnancy happens when a fertilized egg has too many chromosomes. It does not develop into a viable fetus.
This is all shit that has no business being in any kind of legislation. It's all science shit.
It's usually a benign condition, but about 15% of the cases, like hers, it is cancerous. Her doctor told her she was at risk of hemorrhage and even death, but that she couldn't get treated there.
But hemorrhage or death? Hemorrhage is serious.
The treatment for a patient in her condition is a DNC, an abortion procedure that clears pregnancy tissue from the uterus.
Okay.
Over the course of a week, again and again, she says doctors told her they could not care for her.
What the fuck?
She was transferred to 3 different Oklahoma hospitals. What?
What?
Does she have to pay for this?
This is crazy.
Wait, does she have to pay for these hospital stays where they've transferred her? She should sue for every fucking cent.
It's unreal. Yeah,
I would imagine those Republicans pay for it.
Yeah.
Those evil forced birthers.
It really is sick shit, man. I mean, it's sadistic. It's evil.
One of her doctors actually suggested she leave the state.
Leave the state. Flee the state to get your health care.
And she did. She ended up driving 3 hours to a clinic in Kansas where she was able to get the DNC. She is now facing another surgery to remove more cancerous tissue, and she may need chemotherapy.
Because the growth sat in there for so long.
I don't know about that. But
I mean, God, it's torturous, though. Why should this person... I mean, all of it's horrible. You got to drive 3 hours for no fucking reason. Do we live in a developed country, or do you have to drive 3 hours to get health care if you live in The Handmaid's Tale, I guess?
Ghouls.
It's fucking wild.
Insane. Jeez.
Fucking who the fuck is voting for these people that make these fucking laws? You just vote like shit. Ugh.
Yeah, it's infuriating.
Our guy would be into this. Our guy would love this. Matt Gaetz would love this. Love it. He'd eat it up.
We've got a few minutes left. Why is Truth Social trending? Did he say something?
He said something crazy.
Oh, no, it's because of the reprimand.
Yes?
That Trump got from the judge in the E. Jean Carroll case.
Oh, you got a reprimand. You got a reprimand. He followed E. Jean Carroll into the dressing room and raped her.
Speaking of truth, let's see if he's kept his mouth shut for a while.
Okay.
Where was this poll taken? If the 2024 election were held today and the candidates were Trump and Biden, who would you vote for? 80% Trump, 20% Biden.
Yeah.
Oh, this is some Twitter. This is a conservative Twitter account.
Oh, it's just a Twitter account?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is official?
Oh, yeah, this is an official Twitter.
Woo! 80% Trump, though. Jeez.
He retruthed it.
What does Biden have to do to fix this poll, to get the voters participating in this poll? What does Biden have to do to win them over quickly?
These idiots? Nothing. They're probably bots.
Oh, that's right. They're Russian bots. You can't win them over. They don't exist.
But they are very good at two things, disinformation and cheating on elections. That's what they do. You saw the disinformation with this new revelation that this was incredible, that 51 intelligence agents totally lied. I think it's treason. They totally lied just before the election, right before the vote. They lied and they said that the computer, which had all crimes on it, was Russian disinformation. 51 top people, the top people in the country, they lied. I actually think it's treasonous. And by the way, that's just another way that they cheated on the election. They cheated in.
I think it's treasonous. In other words, he wants them killed. He wants them killed.
Who's he? Is Chris Hayes interviewing him this?
This is on Newsmax.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, this guy's trying to say his questions from around Trump's mushroom.
Just another way that they cheated on the election. They cheated in many ways.
You should revoke. Would you revoke their security clearances? A lot of these people still, they're contractors. They're still intelligence professionals, and they have access to our secrets. Should they lose that?
The security clearance of every one of those people should be immediately revoked. Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
Didn't his son-in-law have clearance, and that was sort of...
Well, yeah.
And he couldn't pass a background check, but he got security clearance. Right?
It turns out that Joe Biden and the Biden White House knew everything about the unconstitutional raid by the FBI and DOJ on Mar-a-Lago, despite their unequivocal denial. They denied it. They said, we know nothing about it. We know absolutely nothing about it. We would never do such a thing. They lied. How horrible and sick it is. This is all about election interference. That's what they're doing. They can't win the election. They're way behind in the polls. The only way they can possibly do it is election interference. Stop the rat.
The White House was notified that yes, they were going to raid Mar-a-Lago. That was something that they weren't involved in the decision.
Yeah. It's not like somebody in the White House called an AG and said, hey, why don't you go arrest Hillary?
We order you to go. Can't you? Not like Trump did.
Yeah, I was about
can't
to
you
say.
Go arrest everybody? Why can't we arrest this person? Why can't we arrest this person?
See, he can't imagine.
I want to arrest Jimmy Kimmel.
Right, because he can't imagine that he wouldn't know because he would be. It would be. He would have. I'm trying to see in Biden's shoes. He thinks he would know because if Trump was going to raid the mansion of one of
he would have ordered it.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
In the polls, the only way they can possibly do it is election interference. Stop the radical left or our country is dead. Thank you.
He didn't.
The thing about this guy is he knows how to end a speech. Or our country is dead. Thank you. Thank you. Have fun. Have fun. He says that sometimes.
Have a good life.
He said, have fun after he told, it's like, listen, you don't have to give your kids you don't have to give them an inheritance if they're assholes. Have fun. And he said, have fun. Have a good time.
He retweeted or truthed Johnny MAGA.
Okay.
I don't know who that
He's
is.
The truth account at Johnny MAGA. Mm. DeSantis has had success in just about everything there's a textbook for. But now he's up against a guy whose political instincts were molded by watching prime Mike Tyson ringside and building skyscrapers in mob-controlled neighborhoods. Trump retruth this.
Why would you retruth that?
He's just proud of it.
No, no, no. He's saying, you know why he built sky highs in mob-controlled neighborhoods? Because he's in the mob. He's part of that. He's part of this organized crime landscape because all of his money comes from Russia.
Oh my God. You know, he did this 9 hours. He tweeted he truthed 9 hours ago.
What time is
after he was admonished, I think.
Well, about the
case?
Or no,
this was why he was admonished. The E. Jean Carroll case, Ms. Bergdorf Goodman, is a made-up scam. Her lawyer's a political operative financed by a big political donor they said didn't exist, only to get caught lying about that. Just look at her CNN interview before and after the commercial break like a different person. She said there was a dress using the old Monica Lewinsky stuff. Then she didn't want to produce it. The dress should be allowed to be part of the case. This is a fraudulent and false story witch hunt.
I can't believe he would even say that shit. Then
he said, they got caught lying. The Miss Bergdorf Goodman case is financed. That's the name of the store, right?
I thought maybe he was saying her. Is that her real name or something? And E. Jean Carroll is a pen name or some shit?
No, Bergdorf Goodman is the luxury department store.
He
raped her in. He's calling her Miss Bergdorf Goodman.
Does he not like the store? Are they cooperating with investigators? Why is there not security footage?
Because it was 20 years ago. Bergdorf Goodman case is financed by a big political donor that they tried to hide. Does anybody believe that I would take a then almost 60-year-old woman that I didn't know from the front door of a very crowded department store, with me being very well known, to put it mildly,
yes!
into a dressing room and blank her? He is
Hey,
her.
Donald, that's the thing about rapists. That's what they do. It's horrible and horrific behavior that most people can't comprehend. But
she didn't scream. There are no witnesses. Nobody saw this. She never made a police complaint. If I was seen there with a woman, big press. Scam.
Oh, my God.
That was what he got yelled at.
I'm too famous to not be caught.
Everybody would have known.
Raping her is his defense.
To put it lightly, I'm very famous.
Man, I
that's their guy.
Shit, man. That's their guy. That's the best they have. You guys are the saddest pieces of fucking shit. I'm talking about Republicans.
For all of those media fools who say everything was on the up and up with the 2020 presidential election, and then got on to report about 51 intelligence agents that wrote a letter spreading disinformation
got a boner for this report about these 51 intelligence agents.
Listen, man, he's delusional. He thinks at some point there will be a report produced and somebody will look at it and say, you know what? Trump won. It's time for Biden to leave. I don't know. That's some optimism for him. He's deranged.
Yes.
He's deranged.
He's not well, I think.
Like, I don't want Biden to leave. Can you imagine? You don't think there's any chance. It's like Barack calls Obama in. He's like, I just want to listen. This is the craziest report we just got. Does this mean I have to leave? And Obama looks at it. He's like, well, Joe, they got you. Got to pack up.
Some of these guys did say that they believed it was Russian disinformation because it was too convenient.
Yeah. It's Russian disinformation, which,
I guess it, one fact checked article says it needs context, of course. So,
right.
And that's the context.
Yeah. It doesn't need context. Now we have the context.
The letter does not conclude decisively that the laptop stories were part of a disinformation campaign. The weight of its argument, the interference that its conclusions may be right, and the aforementioned reputation of its co-signatories confidently indicated the view that the laptop was most likely a disinformation tool. Despite stating in the last paragraph, we do not know whether these press reports are accurate, it nonetheless ends by saying it is high time that Russia stops interfering in our democracy. So,
I am so confused. I got to ask a question. So when they say the laptop was an instrument of Russian propaganda, there really was a laptop. Hunter Biden really did turn in a laptop to get it repaired.
It appears to accurately be a Hunter Biden laptop.
Okay. But the shit they're saying that's on it isn't on it.
No, they were, they're upset. Trump believes that he lost the election because they didn't get the news out about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Okay. Right.
And that Joe Biden and the evil somehow had the evil FBI working with him to prevent
you're gaslighting again,
Hunter
Trump.
Biden's that information from getting out,
right,
when they were still trying to vet that information, and a number of them said this is we have no chain of custody,
right,
on this.
Right.
Rudy fucking had it for weeks. Because that
it's in the trunk of his fucking car.
We got to get out of here. The repair place gave it to Rudy.
You fucked it up.
So we don't know what was put on or taken off of there,
yes,
and stuff. And trust me, if Rudy had found something on that laptop besides dick pics and Hunter doing blow off hooker titties,
God,
there it would be all over. It would
absolutely
be, if there were documents that said, I've sent this money to my dad that,
yes,
came from Russia,
yes,
or came from China,
right,
or came from Ukraine.
Right, right.
That would be out there. It's like, it's just like the other evidence Rudy has,
yeah, yeah,
that that he doesn't have.
Why isn't the Clinton Foundation shut down yet?
Exactly. The Clinton Foundation, whose finances you can examine online,
yeah, you can go
for
look,
just that reason.
Well, same with the Trump Foundation.
Yeah, right. Gotta get out of here. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He is at Rated R Comedy. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Enjoy the rest of your whatever, everybody. We'll hit you up tomorrow.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.